From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The FBI investigates California mass shootings as terrorism. The assistant chief of the FBI's Los Angeles office, David Bowditch, said Friday a number of pieces of evidence, included crushed cell phones found near the massacre, have turned up to make it a terrorist act.
We have retained those cell phones, and we do continue to exploit the data from those cell phones. We do hope that the digital fingerprints that were left by these two individuals will take us towards their motivation.
Now, in Washington, FBI Director James Comey said investigators are working to understand the electronic record of the two attackers.
There is much about this that doesn't make sense to even those of us who do this for a living. That is the reason we have hundreds of people running down leads all over the world on this and spending tremendous amounts of time as we sit here trying to understand the electronic record around these two killers.
Now, David Kesley is a former, an attorney for the family of Syed Rizwan Farooq. He criticized the FBI's characterization as premature, saying that he hasn't seen any solid evidence that either Farooq or his wife were connected to the terrorism.
And all there is thus far is some nebulous thing that somebody looked at something on Facebook. I mean, any one of us may have looked at something on Facebook. It doesn't mean we believe in it.
Farooq and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, killed 14 people and wounded 21 at a Christmas party that was held Wednesday by an agency helping the developmentally disabled in San Bernardino, California. The couple was killed in a gun battle with police about an hour later. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants may be trying to counter increased pressure from U.S.-backed ground forces and the ongoing coalition air campaign by forcing more children to join their ranks. U.S. officials became the latest to join the chorus of groups accusing Islamic State of child conscription, saying the terror group recently sunk to new lows. U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Pat Ryder said on Friday that evidence indicates the conscripts are as young as 10 years old and are used in various capacities, including to fight. Children have long been featured in Islamic State propaganda. Turkish troops have entered Iraq for what U.S. officials say appears to be training exercises with Iraqi forces fighting Islamic State. The troops crossed the border about 30 kilometers from the ISIS-held city of Mosul. A Turkish official told Reuters the troops were in the Mosul-Bashika region for routine training exercises. U.S. officials confirmed the move late Friday, saying one Turkish battalion had positioned itself on the Iraqi side of the border. Turkish media reported the deployment, which included tanks and other armored vehicles, was part of a regular turnover. The alleged corruption at football's world governing body, FIFA, plunged to new depths this week after U.S. authorities charged more than a dozen officials with embezzling money from the organization. Two FIFA vice presidents were arrested in Switzerland, even as the body's executive committee met to discuss key reforms. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
This week was meant to mark a new chapter for FIFA. Instead, 16 FIFA officials were charged Thursday by U.S. authorities who alleged that huge sums were siphoned off, intended to help natural disaster relief and grassroots football programs, and lucrative media rights sold off for bribes. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said huge sums were involved.
The scale of corruption alleged herein is unconscionable. And the message from this announcement should be clear to every culpable individual who remains in the shadows, hoping to evade this ongoing investigation. You will not wait us out, and you will not escape our focus.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
11 current and former members of FIFA's executive committee have been charged in the U.S. investigation. The acting president of FIFA pledged full cooperation. As some 300 U.S. soldiers train Ukrainian soldiers at a compound in western Ukraine, the Pentagon is countering reports of old and dilapidated U.S. equipment given to Ukrainian fighters in the country's east. The Pentagon, which has committed more than $265 million in security assistance to Ukraine since the fighting began, says U.S. assistance and equipment has made an important impact on operational effectiveness. They say they're giving excellent equipment. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.